the wind was coming from, oh, that direction, I don't know what direction that is. Let's say that's east-west. You'd say the wind, would you say the wind from the west, or it's, how would you say that?
The wind's blowing from the west.
Okay. Or from, okay, if it was from the south, you'd say the wind's blowing from the south.
Mm-hmm.
How about if it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few
clouds? Drizzling.
Yeah, okay. Anything lighter than a drizzle?
Anything lighter than a drizzle?
Okay, sometimes when you can just sort of, it doesn't even really come down.
A sprinkle.
Okay. And sometimes you just sort of feel it in the air.
Humidity.
Okay. Anything you call a mist.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
It's like something lighter than drizzle.
Even
mist is like humidity.
It's like humidity.
Yeah.
Okay. How about if you looked out the door and you couldn't see the house across the road on account of
foggy?
Yeah. And you'd say that it's foggy and so there's a lot of
mist.
Or
fog.
Fog. Sure. One thing that I remember I forgot to ask you. If you took your car to town, you'd say you had to get in it and
drive.
And you'd say, yesterday I
drove.
And this whole week I have
driven.
Yeah, I forgot to ask you that. Just thought of that. Sometimes I skip over things and then they come to my mind. If you didn't have any rain for a couple of weeks, you'd say you're having a
drought.
Okay. How about if the wind has been very gentle? And it's gradually getting stronger, you say it's doing what?
Increasing.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say picking up or rising?
Mm-hmm.
They say it's
picking up.
Picking up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about if it's just the opposite? It's been real strong, it's getting weaker and weaker. You say it's
going down.
Okay. I'll ask if you know any. Laying, or yeah, going down, or laying, or letting up.
Letting up,
you know.
Uh-huh.
That? Okay. Like some morning when it's not really real cold, but just, you might say, feels kind of
chilly.
Uh-huh. If it's cold enough, like to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say you had a
frost.
And you might say, it was so cold last night, the water in the pond
froze.
And you said, if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze over.
Right. And then you'd say, before I got out there, is it already
frozen?
One other thing I see, I forgot to ask you. Sometimes in apartments, you'll see a room that's got a toilet and a sink, but it doesn't have a tub. You know a name for a lodge desk? Have you ever heard of a half bath?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you would call that?
Mm-hmm.
And
washrooms in some apartments are considered as half baths.
Oh.
Like, you know, like you have a place for washing and dry and a commode.
Right.
But not the sink and rinse of it.
I see. Yeah. And you call that a washroom because it would be like a half bath.
Mm-hmm.
That's really. And you said washateria for the thing where you wash.
Laundromat.
Or a laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about that. I started to remember that maybe there might be something else. The last thing is just for pronunciation, and it's got, I'm just going to ask you just to repeat some numbers and the days of the week and months of the year. But before we do that, I was wondering if there was anything that you thought of that we hadn't talked about. I mean, about life in Little Rock and about anything that you like to tell me about, or anything about language, you know, that we were talking about that you could think of you'd like to tell me about.
No. In English, we have the Black Literature book.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, it really goes back into pronunciation.
Uh-huh.
Like, y'all come on and children do this.
Probably Apollos Dunbar's poetry.
Yeah.
And because he writes like that.
The Black perspective.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I like.